So for the Eretz Yisrael corner, do something on the parasha in regards to the borders of Eretz Yisrael. In chapter 20, in this week's parasha, Vayera, it says, Vayisa misham Avraham Arza HaNegev, that Avram journeyed from there to the region of the south and settled between Kadesh and Shur, and he sojourned in Gerar. Gerar is, you know, later the Gaza Strip, whatever. So on that, the Radak, one of the famous classic commentators on the Tanakh, Rav David Kimchi, he writes, what does it mean, Vayisa Misham, that Avram went from where? First of all, let's say from where. He sojourned from there. So he says from Alonei Mamre. That's where he was living. Right? He was living in an Alonei Mamre. And the Pasuk, Radak says, the Pasuk doesn't say why he left. Why did he get up and go now to the Negev, to the south, start traveling to the Gaza Strip, in Gerar, after Beersheba. He says, not because of the famine. The famine was already before. There's no famine now. So what made him get up and go and leave home? And he says, this is the Radak, it seems that he left the land, he left to travel to the Eretz HaPlishtim, to the land of where the Plishtim were living, the Palestinians then, in order to dwell in all of the land that God gave him. God promised him the land of Israel. So he got up and wanted to make the full acquisition. So he went to the land of the Plishtim, where they were living, in order to dwell in all the land, Asher Natano, that all that God had promised him and given him, once he went here and once he went there. We know in different travels, sojourning of Avraham Avinu, if you follow the maps, you see that he went all over the promised borders. He went down to the south, and went to Iraq, all the Gulf, whatever the... all the promised, the future borders of Eretz Yisrael, Avram walked and went to make this acquisition. So the Radak says, "Kedei shi'achzik bekula," in order to make this chazakah, to make this in fulfillment of the acquisition. Ki eretz plishtim bichlal haaretz, because the land of the plishtim is part of the land that God promised him. And again, he repeats it. These are the nations he described in the Torah, all the different borders. Ve'eres plishtim bichlal eretz kanegen, the land of the plishtim, this Gaza Strip that people, I don't know, but here he says explicitly, is within the borders, bichlal eretz kanegen, that is part of the inheritance of the tribe of Yehuda. And that's what it says, Artzak Hanegev, he went down to the lands of the south, because the inheritance of Bnei Yehuda, the tribe of Yehuda, is in the south of Eretz Yisrael. Also the Rashbam on the Torah later in chapter 22 says the same thing. He went to the land, in other words, we'll see what the context is, but he says the land of the Plishtim was given to Avraham as part of the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. But the Rashbam, since I already mentioned it, here is an important Rashbam that adds another point, another even critique, a little criticism of Avraham Avinu, if we could say such a thing. He says, the verses go in chapter, the end of 21, is talking about the pact, the alliance made with Avimelech in Beersheba. Avimelech and Fichol, the general. Now he says, swear to me that you will not deal falsely with me, etc., nor with me, my son, and nor with my grandson. And Avram said, I will swear. And with Avram agreed to make this pact with Avimelech, which we'll see was to a certain form of forfeiting the rights of Am Yisrael in that part of the land that they were living, in this place of the land of the Plishtim, which belonged to us. And nevertheless, Avram Avinu made this pact, and he sacrificed seven ewes of the flock. And then the next verse, the beginning of chapter 22, says, and it happened after these things that God tested Avraham and said to him, Abraham, here am I. And he says, take up your son, your only son, etc., to the land of Moriah, bring him up there as an offering. So it seems like there's two different things. There's this alliance with Avimelech. And afterwards, there's the tenth trial of Avram Avinu to the Akedat Yitzchak, to raise up his right, bring up his son Yitzchak as an offering. But the Rashbam says, after these things, right, the verse in 22:1, after it happened, after all these things. When it says after these things, that means there's a direct correlation between the two things. What about this to take place now, the Akedat Yitzchak, has a connection to what was previously done. What this pact that you made with Avimelech, that's what caused, there's a causal relationship to now this 10th trial of now sacrificing, or to bring up Yitzchak as an offering. This is the Rashbam, right? One of the Balei Tosfot, the grandson of Rashi. After these things relates to what happened above. Now the Akedah is because of this pact with Avimelech. And the Rashbam says like this, Hashem tested Avraham, that is, and this was the 10th test that we know, he caused him pain. He explains that the word nisad isn't just a test, it's tzi'eroto, he inflicted, not inflicted pain, physical pain, but he caused him tzar, he caused him, let me say, agmat nefesh, distress. You're proud with this son that I gave you. And now you're to make a pact between your children. In other words, the son that I have given you now, you're going to use him now to say, because the pact was between you, Avimelech says, between me and my son and my grandson. So your descendants, and me and my descendants make this pact. So you are so proud now of this son that I gave you, to making a pact with his children, between your children and his. Now go take as a sacrifice and see what will be with your pact. That's the Rashbam. And he says there, but the anger of God raged with Avram Avinu. It's the Rashbam. Chararo, rage. The anger of God when he made for making this treaty, since the land of the Plishtim was given to Avram as part of the boundaries of Israel. And what the pact was, like I said, forfeiting or giving. Or actually, I'll read you something. I'll read from the Yortzeit of Rav Kahana is on Shabbat, the 18th of Cheshvan. So from the volume, there's these seven volumes of his writings. From volume 6, there'll be the 22nd Yortzeit. Volume 6, page 486. And that most sainted, he talks, it's a little article about Eretz Yisrael and the danger to life. Are you allowed to give back land for life, life for peace for land, or land for peace, whatever. He goes through, maybe I'll mention a few other things, but on this, what we just read. And that most sainted of men, Avram, our father, sinned. 2, not in giving away land. That way he would never have entered his mind, but in simply pledging to Avimelech to allow the Plishtim to keep that part of Eretz Yisrael, which was in their hands at the time. He wasn't giving them anything that they didn't have. But he says, okay, I forfeit my rights, even though the
Russians... But it's the sovereignty, they'll have their own government.
Right, I don't know, sovereignty. He says, now I'll leave you alone for these, you, your grandchildren, 4 generations. There are those that say only those 4 generations, because anyway, the pact was, Brit Ben HaMetarim, that anyway, 4 generations, you'll come back, right? God said to him, you're going to go down to, your children will go down to captivity, and the 4th generation, Yashuv, they will return back. So Avraham Avinu, anyway, figured he has these 3 generations. But the Rashbam doesn't explain it that way. He understands it that he, as if he gave him a permanent thing, and he says that's the criticism for that. But not that he gave him new land, but he says let them keep the part of Eretz Yisrael which is in their hands at the time. This was when he made a treaty of peace with Avimelech of the Philistines and sacrificed 7 lambs to seal it. And our rabbis of blessed memory declare in the Breishit Rabbah, again, this is like a source for the Rashbam, the, you know, criticism, how can you, it's not so easy, you know, critique of our fathers, they weren't just regular people, but indeed, look what Chazal say, the Breishit Rabbah. Said the Almighty, you, Avram, gave Avimelech 7 lambs to seal the treaty. By your life, I will withhold the joy of your children for 7 generations. You gave him 7 lambs. Against that, will his sons kill 7 saintly ones. Shimshon, Hophni, Pinchas, Shaul, and his 3 sons. Against that, will his sons destroy 7 tabernacles. Now, these 7 things, each thing is exact. What happens later in history, a lot to talk about, a lot of Chazal, how they relate, certain things that took place, even good things that Sancheri, whatever, took 3 steps praising the God of Israel, so that's why we take 3 steps, and different things that he merited, 3. Each thing is exact. The 7 lambs that you offered up, there'll be these 7 forms of suffering. 7 saintly ones will be killed. There's 7 tabernacles. And then Rav Kahana brings the Rashbam, that the rage of God over this. So we see the... And this was just for a temporary, so to speak, of giving them jurisdiction over the part they already had, not surrendering land. He brings before that other, throughout the Tanakh, right, the famous story of Yiftach, one of the judges, one of the leaders, not the judge, the leaders of the Jewish people. The rabbis say he was one of the Gedolim, even though he was not one of the giants, but it says like Yiftach in his time was like Shmuel in his times, the Gemara says. Even though he told a lot to talk about him. But nevertheless, the king of Ammon comes to him and says, you guys stole my land. When you came out of Egypt, you stole my land. Give me back my land and restore them in peace. I'll give you peace. Land for peace. And this was, I've kind of pointed out, this was the east bank of the Jordan he was referring to. And he's offering peace. So what should be the response? And here, just give them, let them take the east bank. And we'll have peace. But Yiftach gets up, goes to war, and says to him, you take what your gods, the Chemosh, your gods, gave you, and we'll take what God gave us. And he goes out to war in battle. There's no surrendering here. And he goes throughout all the leaders of the Jewish people, Otniel, Ehud, Shamgar, Dvorah, Barak, went to war, and even David HaMelech over property. When they came, the Plishtim came to take the threshing places of the threshing floors. For property, he went out to battle. And that's, again, but as far as the borders, we see in the different sources that indeed also in the book of Yoshua, that this part of Eretz is indeed part of Eretz Yisrael.